Rabbi Nadel?
Yes, Shalom. How are you?
Yes, Shalom Aleichem. We started off with Rav Avigdor Miller, and the piece was about morality and immorality, and Rav Miller was speaking about how even most people who were Olam are moral, and he was speaking 30, 35 years ago. And L'tzareinu, we have a tremendous problem that we're being influenced by the outside forces, and especially with the computers and with everything else. The problem of is staggering. It's destroying families, destroying marriages, destroying Yiddishkeit. Who knows if it's not being ma'akav gula? And, you know, there are a few things. There are a few people. There are many people in Klal Yisrael, but there are a few people that I'm particularly jealous of. Because what they're doing is standing out. Recently, this Rabbi Eli Stefanski was giving now a share to over 10,000 YouTube followers daily on Daf Yomi, it's Oyin V'Noira. And of course, this Rabbi Bald and Irgun Shiuri Torah, and now they're starting Shavuim in 600 shuls Shiurim. That's aside from all the Shiurim, the thousands and tens of thousands of hours of Torah. I'm jealous of that. And another person that I'm jealous of, and I'm very mekana, is Rabbi Nadel, who is kind enough to get up at a very early hour to join us and give up on going to his regular minyan in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Shabbos Kodesh, in order to be with us. He's a co-founder of the organization Guard Your Eyes, I believe, which we've seen advertised in Yeshiva World News and in other places. It's dealing with this problem, and therefore I'm very jealous, because it's a Schor Chachaba Ma'od Rabbi Nadel. We thank you very much for joining with us. Tell me, how many years ago did you start this organization, and what motivated it?
I started it about 14 years ago in 2007. I was a programmer for Daska Corporation, making kids games, Ready for Reading, My Israel Adventure, Shuki. I don't know if these guys listening to this call remember it, but if they're in the age range of 25, 30, they probably grew up with these programs as kids. Anyway, this goes back 25 years or so, before there was a lot of awareness in the Frum community of the dangers of the Internet. People didn't want to speak about it. It was swept under the rug, sort of the elephant in the room that no one wanted to talk about. I needed to have the Internet for my work, and I was fresh out of Koilo, you know. Suddenly, the entire world is open to you, and there weren't even filters available in those days. I mean, maybe there were, but it was like very, you know, not very well known and not very well used. Kitzer, it was a struggle for me. It was a challenge to suddenly be exposed to the entire world and have everything so available. And I needed to find ways to stay strong. And I developed some methods that were helping me. And it's actually funny, because Rav Avigdor Miller speaks about if a person is trying to quit cigarettes, how he can make like a nether that for today he won't take a cigarette or whatever. I used also Nedarim at that point with a series of knosses, like to make sure I wouldn't break it. I would be like, if I do something I shouldn't do, I'm going to have to give a knas, you know, to tzedakah or do something difficult for myself that I don't want to do. So it was making the, it made the consequences a lot more real, instead of just, you know, being afraid of Gehenim or whatever, Gan Eden, which is very abstract. The person needs to make for themselves the consequences more real. So anyway, that helped me, and other things were helping me as well. And I was sharing with other Yidden on different forums that I saw were struggling with this. People were writing that it's a lost cause. It's just too ayasa ben v'lo yechta. People were falling. So I shared with them some of the things that were helping me, and I saw that it inspired them. They wrote back, wow, you know, you've given me a new hope. I'm going to try again and whatever. So I figured I'll make a little website with some tips and aces and tools and stories that I started to gather together about, you know, people who've broken free from this. And people started writing me that it was really inspiring them and asked for daily chizuk. So I started sending out a little bit of chizuk each day to a small group of email subscribers.
Rabbi, Daydell, let me just say this. It's my fault, really, but I have to explain to you that because of time limitations and we want to cover a lot of ground, so I'm asking you to be like what we call kurz und scharf, to the point and brevity. So you now have an organization. What is the major things? How do you prevent somebody who is addicted to pornography? He's already into it. If you had to tell him, let's say you were on a subway train in New York and you're going from 34th Street to 42nd Street and you meet the guy and he says, Rabbi Nadel, you're a mumcha, was tut man, what do we do, bekitzer?
Well, I would
what
tell
would be
him
the, most, the biggest things you would tell him, how to guard one's eyes, what to do. He's addicted.
I would tell him, first of all, sign up to guard your eyes, because as soon as you're a member, you know, you get your own personal homepage, you get daily chizuk, you have access to our partner program where you have accountability partners, the 90-day program, which is based on scientific studies that says it takes 90 days to change an addictive pattern in the brain. So we give you this, this whole journey, this mahalik, this chart where you go up in different levels. This is the GYU handbook that has 30 different attitude principles, you know, for a person to have to understand this struggle and what Hashem wants from us and how to, it's not all or nothing, and how to get up after a fall and stay motivated. There's the WhatsApp boost broadcast that everyone could sign up to get Chizuk and Shmiras Einayim every day to their WhatsApp, to their emails, the chat rooms, the forums, where you're sharing with other Yidden who are struggling, who are in the same matzav as you. And you can stay anonymous.
Excellent. You see, now, in this mouthful, you said, now, this was tachlis. Thousands of people are hearing this. So what do they do? They type in guard your eyes and they can become signed up members? Is that it?
You type in guardyoureyes.com and you just sign up. It says, become a member. You put in your email address. You make up a fake username. You can use a fake email address. And you get right away welcome to our website. And
Okay, great. Do you have any statistics of how many people are involved in your movement now?
Well, I would say that since we started Guard Your Eyes, probably about 50,000 Yidden have signed up. About 10,000 users are active now on the English website, maybe another 5,000 on the Hebrew website. We have a website in Yiddish for Hasidish Yingelite that have trouble, reading English. And it's special websites for them with forums. And growing that site.
Do you have Gedolei Yisrael who speak to these things, like who occasionally make videos or talk or give chizuk or anything like that?
Well, our daily chizuk broadcasts, little videos from Rabbanim all over the world. We have speakers from every type and every stripe, from Hasidish to Spartish to Litvish to
How old are your youngest members?
Well, unfortunately, we get kids signing up at age 15 even, although we were much more careful with anyone under the age of 18 has a special forum for teens. We're much more careful with those kids. We don't allow them, access to everything on the website. But, unfortunately, it's...
Do you find that this is a problem also? By the way, Rabbi Falk in his Sefer discusses this, that a lot of people think that the Lesesur Achul Rachul Achrenechem only applies to men. And he brings down that if women, I'm going to be very blunt here, if women, let's say they go and they go to a concert or something and they're looking at men the wrong way, performers, etc., etc., there's also a bechina. There's also a bechina. I'm not going to speak about the halachic aspect, but the hashkafic aspect, this is something that shaykh to women also to a certain extent. Do you find that the addiction to things that are inappropriate is also problematic for women?
Well, first of all, the mitzvah of Loisasuru applies to women as well, kedoshim tiyu, and these things are definitely not kedoshim. We get about 1 in 5 members who sign up to our website is a woman. We have special forums and chat systems and phone conferences, especially for the women. It's separate from the men. Yes, definitely, it's a major problem by women as well today. Regular Beis Yaakov girls, good girls, they get pulled into this by mistake, exposure, whatever, or reading inappropriate things, and it becomes an addiction. It can very quickly become an addiction because that's just the way the nature
and,
of the struggle.
And the people who get into this, how many are pulled in b'onus at the beginning, like they made a wrong click or something? Or how many of them b'ratzon did this in general?
Well, Rabbi Twersky says, you know, you could be monkeying around on the internet and something pops up and you didn't expect it, you weren't looking for it, but if you don't close it within two-tenths of a second, he says, you can already become addicted. That's what he said. You know, it's extremely dangerous, the internet, and that's why we have to make sure to have good filters in place to protect ourselves from inappropriate exposure by mistake. I want to just mention on this call, I think it's important for people to know that filters alone are not an eitza today. I mean, no, they're very important, an important getter, but there's always going to be a way around, always going to be somewhere where you have access, and therefore it's so important for parents and educators to give the right perspective, to speak to, you know, teens about these things. We're coming out with a book now with Dr. Shlomi Zimmerman, which has the Haskama of all the Gedolim, which is called Zeakot and Gadol Yiyah. It's going to be a real groundbreaker for the Frum community. It's going to, it basically tells parents and educators how to speak to teens who are struggling, how to help them with their struggles. I think parents should all be aware.
I just saw that there's a menal of the Weitzner Cheder, I believe, in Chicago. I forget his name. He's a Mashkiach. And he's supposed to have some kind of an extensive program with this kind of stuff, to just speaking Divrei Kedusha to kids. With Haskamas from Big Gedolei Yisrael. Are you familiar with this at all?
No, I'm not. I actually was just in Chicago. We met with Rev Shlomi Cohen, who's a big Rosh Hashiva there, and he told me that when I walked
I'm talking about a different gentleman. Something with talking, something that I have to look in, because I wanted to reach out and speak to him about this also.
But
so you're going to be putting out a curriculum for teenagers? Is that it?
I wouldn't call it a curriculum. It's more of how to speak to them when they're struggling, what tools they can use, and we put out already a booklet called The Kedusha Talk with Rabbi Avi Landa, who's a mashkiach in TA, and that's it. Rebbeim take the boys out of the classroom in eighth grade one by one, and this is what they should tell the kid. This is how to do it. So that booklet has been a big hit as well. But this is going to be much more comprehensive, this new booklet that's coming out, this new book.
I'm telling you, Mamish Mechelech Raisa, Mamish Meredek, Meredek. Now, let me ask you a question. All of
but
this
I do think it's a very important caveat that needs to be made, which is that there's a very strong tendency for people to be using psychological sources in places where there exist Torah sources. But because of Amaratus, they use psychological sources, and this itself is a very terrible mistake, because the psychological sources are not based on any authority other than observation, and there's all kinds of prejudice involved in.
Yes,
in, so
I was very,
whole,
very close with Rabbi Dr. Abraham Twersky. I was extremely close with him. I used to visit him. He used to do everything he could in his power to help the Guard Your Eyes organization. He even came with us fundraising in a snowstorm once back in Toronto about 10 years ago. So anyway, he used to say that psychology got a bad rap because of Freud, and it's understandable and whatever, but we used to work together with Torah and psychology. That's the normal approach today. We just put out a book called His Final Mission, Rabbi Twersky's Final Mission, because his whole life he spent fighting the ills of the Frum community, the alcohol abuse, the drug abuse, and in his final decade or so of his life, he became a strong advocate for Guard Your Eyes, understanding that this is the struggle of our time. And we put out a book of our correspondence with him over the last 10 years. It's called His Final Mission. It can be found in the Svarim stores. Basically, you'll find there in the book a lot of Torah and a lot of psychology and a lot of just wisdom.
I'll give you an example of something that you just said on the program. I heard Rabban Feldman being asked a similar question, and he said, based on the Chazal, that 40 days is this year.
After
that effect, and if we start picking a 90-day thing, because it says somewhere in a study,
if you say 90, if you say 30 days of tefillah, which is 90 tefillahs, Chazal say that already solidifies it into your brain. So there's a mekor also in Chazal.
But on that it is people doing it 90 times in one day. I mean, that may not be applicable to this circumstance.
Let me ask you this, Rabbi. You mentioned the fundraising, et cetera, and you mentioned all the things you're doing. This requires a certain amount of money. So your organization, I mean, are you involved with this full time?
Yeah, of course. And I have multiple. I have a partner.
And there are other people who are also employees who are involved full time.
Yeah, for sure.
Or part time, or whatever it is.
We have a clinical.
I'm saying the nuts and bolts of running the organization. How many people, staff, or whatever.
Well, my partner is a clinical director, a psychologist. We have also the head of research and development. We have teams of programmers all over the world, you know, that we're using. A few years ago, it became clear that our current way of working couldn't keep up with the demand. I mean, the number of people reaching out to us just was increasing. Our manpower was stretched to the limits. And we know that there's like hundreds of thousands of Yidden out there that are struggling with this. And we needed to overhaul our program and make it really the best in the world in terms of content, tools, and support. And we created something called GY 2.0, Guard Your Eyes 2.0, which over the last two, 3 years, we spent over $1 million building it. It's based on all the cutting-edge science. You know, we reviewed over 100 books in Sfarim as well as hundreds of scientific research papers and created a full summary and outline, hundreds of pages long, with the best evidence-based ideas and strategies for our intervention programs. And then we built a website based on that, a whole new program called Flight to Freedom, which people can find if they sign up to our website. It's really, really advanced. It's scalable, interactive. It's even gamified, which means it helps people stay interested and coming back with, you know, point systems and partners and an action tray and all types of interesting things that keep a person interested and you know, we have a team of people now that are keeping track of our users and following up with them and, you know, making sure that they're, you know, doing what they need to be doing.
So this is really, 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 it's wow, it's a kabbalistic, because tell me something. I mean, if you feel comfortable saying this, could you give an approximate idea of what your yearly budget is and tell us where does the fundraising take place for this? Do your members pay money? Do they contribute? I mean, how do you do this?
Right. So everything is free of charge. We don't want to charge money, especially for anonymity reasons. You know, people can't put in a credit card. We don't want to push anybody away because of money. So everything we do is free, completely free. However, once a year we do a fundraising campaign during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We raise about $500,000. Our budget was until now under $1 million. In order to do GY 2.0 properly, to hire the staff that we need, to increase the advertising, to create the content, our budget is now going up to about $2 million a year to be able to do this right. It's not easy. I was just in Chicago. I was before that in the tri-state area. We're doing a lot of fundraising, online campaigns. Once a year we do a raffle. Our members are big supporters. They're probably the base of our support, although a lot of big VRM in the world are also helping us. It's not easy. The fundraising is not easy. If anyone out there is listening to this and wants to have a chelik in the kitchen.
Right. So how would they donate? I want to make this point very quickly. The point is like this, Rabbi, it's a very, very positive thing. Tonight I got a call from Mikvah Yisrael. You know, that does mikvahs all over, Kedusha, Tahara, Givaldik, right? And they're running a raffle. So I bought it. I said, first of all, it's like a basco. If I got this call, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that I should be involved in the mikvah to that extent. And then I made a post of the cheshrim, because I'm mechayil and everything else, and I'm quarantining, basically. I can't go out and for a couple of years because of my matzav, I haven't been to a mikvah. So at least chodzik, I should support a mikvah, and by doing that, I have a shaykhus, I have a cheshrim with that particular Indian. So who doesn't need an insurance policy for themselves, their children, their grandchildren, their mishpacha, all the Yidden, you know, we're all in this together, Arvus, on this Indian of Kedusha, voice of Suru. So I think this is one of the most fantastic insurance policies a person could have. If they're giving from the B'chol Moedecha for this purpose, it's going to be a segula, it's going to be a ruchnius tikkun siyur that we should be able to remain up to heat. So how would people donate if they want to donate? What's the most direct way they can do that?
Just to go to guardyoureyes.com/donate. I mean, on the website itself, there's a donate button at the top of the page, and there's many ways of being able to donate through Zelle, through PayPal, through credit cards, through, you know, wires, whatever. I just want to say that there are, you know, different rabbanim and gedolim that we've gone to have made this point that there are thousands of yeshivas, there are thousands of, you know, koilalim and chesed organizations and kiruv organizations, and they're all doing beautiful things, chas v'shalom, not to put anything down. But when it comes to Kedusha, there's only one organization that's helping in this area. Rabbi Twersky used to say that there's never been a bigger problem in Klal Yisrael's Kedusha than what we have now, and the only weapon we have against it, the only one, is guard your eyes. And he used to encourage people, if you have to divide up your ma'aser between Torah, Kiruv, Chesed, and Kedusha, you know, give a quarter of your ma'aser to Kedusha. This is for our children. This is for Klal Yisrael. We have to do this right. Rabbi said, there's nowhere else to go.
You know, I just realized today it's Shemois, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Shemois, which is Shoivim. The whole major Indian of Shoivim is the Indian of Kedusha, the Indian of Tikkun HaYisoid, etc., etc. And Hashem somehow put it in that it came together. I reached out to Rabbi Nadel three months ago. He never responded. He heard my message. All of a sudden, he calls me up now by Shoivim. And he says, is it still available? I said, anytime. And we want to make this a constant to play tapes and play Divrei Chizuk on this issue, because it's, but I see it, mamas, the serendipity, the ruch dishtik serendipity is really, really tremendous. And I hope that we're going
to
keep in touch.
This is a non-profit, the organization is non-profit, tax-deductible, right?
Yes, tax-deductible, non-profit.
Yeah, of course,
C3.
Of course. So this is a music opportunity. I'm telling you, this is something that people should do. You push it, you're doing this. You're doing this for yourself, for your kids, for your grandchildren. It's a Meirut Gezach. And, you know, I know, like I was mentioning, that there were so many Shoivim Shiurim going on now, especially through Rabbi Bold and Irgun Shiuri Torah. I really think it might be too late for this year, but I think that for next year, Yitzhak Hashem Mashiach doesn't come, the problem is not resolved totally. I really think you should reach out to Rabbi Bold and find out if there's some kind of a way that you could link in that in the 600 places that they're doing Shoivim Shiurim, that each Magid Shiur, men and women, should at least spend 5 minutes during the course of the Shoivim Shiurim speaking specifically about guard your eyes. No matter what it is, I think this would be a tremendous, tremendous person, and it could bring in help, and it could direct people who need the help. So this would be a tremendous thing, and I want to end off, what you and your partner are doing, and everybody. And we should be zeichet to very, very big things. I want to thank you very much, Rabbi Nadel, and I hope we'll be in touch again, and hope to do some further programming with you. So thank you very, very much. Good Shabbos.